We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
Voucher, we start another week of conversation on this hour of the Good Day program. I don't think there's a choice here. We better get at it, or else. I don't know what. Kenny, I don't know what the or else is. Or else we won't get at it.
Right.
The Doug Steffen, good way to start the day and get ourselves focused on what there is that's important that's gone on over the weekend at the Family Leadership Summit. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas continued his push to defund Obamacare, renewing a threat to go so far as to shut down the government. It seems a little bit over the top, but yet the Republicans, at least some of them anyway, have been over the top of this for quite a long time, both on the House side and the Senate side. A lot of people are upset, though, about all of the things that they're finding after the fact. Same old story. What is, how many pages was Obamacare? 1,200 or fourth the bill. It's something ridiculous like that.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Yep. Many of Senator Cruz's colleagues in the Senate and the House disagree, however, on the other side. In fact, Mitt Romney, who has stayed out of the limelight since November, has come out insisting that the health care law would still be funded and Republicans would just wind up losing at the polls. So let's get started listening to some of the activity on television, news radio, news talk radio. Chris Wallace on the Sunday morning Fox program talked to political strategist Joe Trippi and Chip Salzman, who both agree that shutting down the government won't defund Obamacare, won't help anything, including the GOP.
I want to ask you both about the president's news conference and his reaction to the threat from some Republicans to shut down the government if Obamacare is not defunded.
The idea that you would shut down the government unless you prevent 30 million people from getting health care is a bad idea.
Joe, the president was all but taunting the Republicans, you know, say, go ahead, try to link a defunding Obamacare to a shutdown of the government. Make my day. Do Democrats just love the prospect of Republicans going down this road?
I don't know if they love it, but it's a good tactic again, because
good tactic for whom?
For the president. Look, what's going on here is people want it repealed. They may want it changed, but they don't want the government shutdown to happen, to force that to happen. So the president daring them to do it is helpful for 2014. Republicans are going to go on record. They're either going to force a shutdown. We've been through this before. It didn't work too well with Newt Gingrich and the Republicans during the last one. I think they're trying to push against the Republicans and make sure that if they do it, they know there's going to be a cost.
Chip, Republican leaders, the leaders in the House and the Senate hate this idea of linking Obamacare defunding to whether or not the government gets funded. But I got to say, I talk to a lot of Tea Party Republicans who say it's time to put up or shut up. If you really hate Obamacare, the power of the purse is the way that you can stop it. You won't be able to end it, but you can delay it for a year by defunding it. I also want to put up a very interesting poll that's out this weekend. Gallup. Latest poll, Obama's approval rating is now down to 41%. It hasn't been lower than that in almost 2 years. Chip, what are the political stakes here for the GOP? You've got a somewhat vulnerable president, a lot of growing doubts about him on Obamacare and a lot of other issues. On the other hand, do you really want to take the hostage and say, no funding Obamacare?
Well, this is a complex issue. The president's doing a good job in driving his own approval ratings down. Obviously, the White House believes that if they can get some fight on the government shutdown, it lets him be presidential again. Look, there's no question the right wing of our party wants this vote. They wanted to fund Obamacare, and they're okay with shutting down the government. And you've got literally control of the United States Senate hanging in balance, I think, on this issue. As the party goes over the next 6 months, we're going to decide whether we're going to get control of the United States Senate based on whether we defund Obamacare or not, because that's going to depend on who we elect elect in the primary, who's going to be our general election candidate? Can they beat Democrats all across the country?
But I guess I'm not quite understanding. Are you, if they force a government shutdown of Obamacare, is that going to help the Republicans in 2014 or hurt them?
I think it cuts both ways. I think it helps some of the people running in primaries in some of these Senate races, but I think it hurts some of the candidates that may be our strongest in the general.
But this is the entire problem that they've had for 2010 and 2012. The Republicans should have the U.S. Senate right now. They should have gained it in 2010, and they should have doubled up on it in 2012. But because they're having this fight, and this vote on shutting down the government could end up, again, nominating people like Sharon Angle when they nominated her in Nevada. That's the reason Harry Reid is still in the Senate. This could happen again. That's why, we look at 2012. It looks like the 2014, the Republicans should have a great shot at the Senate. May not happen.
All right, so Obamacare and the Republicans just keep digging themselves deeper into foolish holes. The shutting down of the government doesn't do. Who likes Obamacare? People that are going to get something for nothing in terms of the real work that's being done here. But shutting this, what I said last week probably holds twofold here. Some of the Republicans are just not very bright, and it seems to be, and I take offense to my own statement here in a way, there was a lot about the Tea Party that I liked when they first got revved up, but then they get into these social issues, and Obamacare is not a social issue. Obamacare is a funding thing. It's government control, all of those things. So people who are opposed to it are okay in my book. I think that health care is something that people ought to have, but this thing, the way it just gets into every aspect of your life, it gets into every aspect of doctors' life, it just doesn't work. But it's the more the philosophy of, take it or leave it. And so it was pushed through. And now a lot of people looking at it would like to leave it, but they'd still like to have what the benefits are of having some kind of universal health care. So, but there just is not a lot of intelligence that focuses on, I'm happy to shut down parts of the government that don't work, and that's probably much of what there is there, but the practical side, again, looking at practicality here, the sequester was a great thing to cut 2% out of the budget as far as I was concerned. It was good. But then they just go too far. They just keep pushing, Kenny, and pushing. I wonder if people, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day, our number is 888-302-3684. What are people saying in general about this in terms of Obama's ratings? Yeah, down about 40%. He doesn't look presidential, doesn't sound presidential, doesn't act presidential in most circumstances. But yet, here they make him look that way because they don't come across with intelligent options. So, anyway, go for it.
John says, you really want the government to have all your personal health information? That's Obamacare.
Yeah, well, we're not. I'm against most of what this thing stands for. I don't want them to have, or people to just have all kinds of records they can access. So is it going to get cleaned up and straightened out? Why not clean up and straighten out the parts of it that don't work? All right, what else?
Good question.
Yeah.
Carl says, Obama is using immigration and Obamacare to nail down dependency on very big government and to end your power.
Yep, that's probably true, too. But again, shutting it down doesn't fix it. Fixing it fixes it. That doesn't fix it. What else?
That's all I see so far this morning.
All right.
But I know a lot of people on Friday were upset that the House kept, what was it, 40 votes now that they've had to try and,
and cost
repeal
money.
Yeah, instead of doing anything, they've had 40 votes, and now there's a move to shut down the government, which won't defund Obamacare.
Yeah. So what does it do? 888. And I thought before shutting down the government was a good idea, because just stopping things for a while and not spending money, especially the waste, fraud, corruption and abuse that is so much a part of the government, it helps to just take a breather on that once in a while. But again, that's once in a while, and it's not all of it. 888-302-3684. It's 16 past the hour. This is Monday, August the 12th on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Look, kid, you're new here, so let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it?
Of course you would.
The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. Have to leave horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
No word in no jeans. A few dollars got me in the house.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
888-302-3684. All right, so there's plenty of this stuff to go around, but there's a lot of a lot of other things that are going on. The Sunday morning programs, Kenny, I've noticed lately, have not been as much or as good for fodder, if you will, as you know, some of the conversations on the radio. So we'll get to a couple of the radio conversations that are pretty good. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. 16-year-old rescued over the weekend after a family friend allegedly killed her mother and brother. There's a lot of that. This, you know, this is sort of the stuff that I object to, although people will talk about this. This is the DiMaggio story. And so he was bumped off. There was a double homicide in Rhode Island over the weekend. There was a father who killed himself during a supervised visitation in New Hampshire. Oh, man. 21 after the hour. Thank you.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for. A musical interlude here on the Good Day program as we focus on Obamacare. Evan, let's go to cut 142, which is an excerpt from ABC's This Week Sunday morning news program. Jonathan Carl talks to Donald Trump about his take on the GOP.
I want to get your assessment on the field.
Okay.
You just give me kind of the first word that pops to mind. Marco Rubio.
Do it. They're going to do it.
Immigration. Rand Paul.
It's a violation.
Interesting. Paul Ryan.
Well, you know, I really like him a lot, but you really have to look at what he says about the Social Security and the Medicare, Medicaid. It's a tough road he's got to hoe, in my opinion, but I do like. So let's say Medicare.
Medicare. Chris Christie.
Well, a wonderful person. He's a wonderful guy.
Ted Cruz.
Obamacare. He really is fighting on trying to stop this absolute disaster for the United States called Obamacare.
Donald Trump.
Smart.
You said a lot of things over the years that people say just make you not serious. And one of the big things is on the birth certificate. So what I'd like to do...
Why does that make me not serious? I mean, I think that resonated with a lot of people.
You don't still question that he was born in the United States, do you?
I have no idea.
Even at this point?
I don't know. Was it a birth certificate? You tell me. You know, some people say that was not his birth certificate. I'm saying I don't know. Nobody knows. And you don't know either, Jonathan. You're a smart guy. You don't know either.
I'm pretty convinced he was born
in the United States. Pretty. No, no, you said
totally,
Jonathan,
without question that he was born in the United States.
Jonathan, you said you're pretty convinced. Okay, so let's just see what happens over time. But it's not my issue, Jonathan.
Okay, let me ask you something.
My issue right now is much different. Wait a minute. My issue is economic. Our country is being ripped apart by China and many other countries. That's my issue.
But on this issue, people...
Well,
you just said
you're pretty sure, and if you're pretty sure, that's not acceptable, because, you know, you can't be pretty sure. You have to be 100%.
I'm sure. I'm 100% sure.
I don't think you are.
Well, let me ask you this. Ted Cruz, born in Canada.
Yeah.
Is he eligible to be president of the United States?
Well, if he was born in Canada, perhaps not. I'm not sure where he was born.
He's definitely born in Canada.
Okay. Well, then you'll have to ask him that question, but perhaps not.
Ted Cruz's mother was an American citizen. He was an American.
Look, that'll be ironed out. I don't know the circumstances. I heard somebody tell me he was born in Canada. That's really his thing.
You played golf with John Boehner.
I did.
The big question coming up now is, will the House Republicans pass a funding bill for the government that includes funding for Obamacare? Should they?
Well, that is a big question. I do think this. The budget should be funded, but I don't think that Obamacare should be funded. And the Republicans are in many ways their own worst enemy. I happen to be a Republican. But if they get together and if they were unified, I think they could do some very serious damage to getting rid of Obamacare, which is a very positive thing for the country.
Now, you know Hillary Clinton.
I do.
How tough is she going to be to beat if she's the Democratic nominee?
I think she'll be very tough.
So what do they need to do to beat Hillary Clinton or whoever the Democratic nominee is?
They need to pick the right candidate. Now, Mitt Romney was, in theory, everything should have been good, but it didn't work. He didn't resonate. And by the way, wonderful guy, didn't resonate. They have to pick the right candidate.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get it started.
Start the school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deal starts.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth, and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. This is Monday on Good Day, a review of things that have been the discussion focus of the weekend, things you need to know to sound intelligent and inspiring today. So let's get back to the action here. There is, if you're just joining us, a conversation that has taken place. There was a sort of a conservative group getting together over the weekend called the Family Leadership Summit. Happens pretty much every year, I think, at this time, Kenny, doesn't it, when the Congress is shut down?
So.
There are a number of these things that go on. So the focus on government and how to fix the problems of overspending get wrapped around things like Obamacare, health care, that sort of thing. The health care law is a mess. Fix it. Don't just pull the plug. And that's what I said. There's not a lot of intellectual stimulation here from these discussions. So let's see if we can. We listened to a couple of television cuts that were the focus Sunday morning news shows that basically went on about this. So let's now compare and contrast with a couple of radio programs. Ken Kessler monitors all these television shows and the radio shows and comes up with examples, so they make good discussion focus for you. You're certainly welcome and encouraged to comment at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Here are our hosts Lars Larson and Sheila Hamilton facing off over the Obamacare discussion and debate.
are Republicans trying to sabotage health care reform? No, I think that Obamacare is actually self-sabotaged. There are so many different problems with it, including the Obamacare cliff that's going to catch a lot of people by surprise. Sheila, the fact is that this program is already devastating American employment. There are a lot of companies nationwide that have already decided to cut the hours of employees. So when you say sabotage health care reform, if we completely shut down Obamacare, a lot of those companies would say, fine, we're not going to cut the hours of employees. And what kind of deal is it to get health care free, quote unquote, meaning paid for by somebody else from the government, or a subsidy from the government out of somebody else's pocket, if you lose the hours that you're working at work? That doesn't sound like a very good deal for Americans. And that promise the president made, if you like your health care, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep him. Well, doctors are fleeing the business, and health care companies are announcing increases big enough to scare just about anybody off. You know, the ultimate intent of this is to put us all in a single-payer, taxpayer-funded system, and that's going to be a disaster for America. This thing deserves to be sabotaged.
It's been awe-inspiring to watch the total zeal and commitment the Republican Party has in trying to stop health care reform. The House now plans its 40th attempt at repealing the law. 40 times. Is there any other instance of Republicans being so uniformly dedicated to the failure of one bill? Others have suggested sabotage is the way to go by making it much harder to implement. But in Oregon, California, and New York, people are already getting lower cost health care. They're going to be allowed to accept their college age kids on their insurance plans. And the prospect that losing your insurance won't mean you could go bankrupt if you happen to get sick could prompt people to open businesses, move jobs, or take a different position. In short, consumers may end up really liking this bill. That's probably what scares Republicans most.
All right, so sort of the typical Democratic versus typical Republican side to the argument here. I find both sides kind of pat in this, Kenny. You?
Yeah, there's nothing new. We've heard it all before.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody seems to want to work on it to fix it. They want to, the Democrats want to say, we won, so deal with it. And the Republicans say, we're gonna shut you down until you get rid of it. Nobody wants to try and fix anything.
All right, so is there any point to having any more discussion on this? It seems that it is the same old, same old. We're not learning anything from listening to either these television shows or the radio show, so I'm eager to move on unless you think we're missing something by not hearing any more discussion about this.
I don't think there's a whole lot more to be heard.
All right. So 888-302-3684. I guess this is sort of, if you're tired of the talking, let us know. Boop, boop, boop. If you're tired of the talking, let us know. Boop, boop, boop. If you're tired of the talking, if you're tired of the talking, if you're tired of the talking, let us know as we move on to, oh, good. Let's take a shot at Hillary from a discussion on the CNN Sunday morning program. The guy who's the chairman of the Republican National Committee talks to Candy Crowley. This ought to be an inspiration. I think this came up late last week, didn't it? The folks at NBC and CNN are putting together documentaries on Hillary Clinton. And they would air sometime between now and 2016. Fox is putting together one of its own documentaries, but you can imagine what the sign. CNN and Fox's presentation would be predictable. Hard to know what NBC would do. So, what does all of this gain, frankly? And so you can listen to this and make up your own mind. Here we go.
If NBC runs a miniseries, a fictional based on fact about Hillary Clinton, or if CNN, which has commissioned an outside documentary on Hillary Clinton, runs that, that they will not be eligible for any debates that you all are going to sponsor. The New York Times is reporting that the NBC Clinton series might likely be produced by Fox Television Studios. That's sort of a sister company to Fox News. So if we follow your logic, do you think that there then is a connection to Fox News, and would they be subject to the same kind of scrutiny?
Well, first of all, I mean, our party has to quit availing itself to biased moderators and companies that put on television, you know, in this particular case, documentaries and miniseries about a particular candidate that we all know is gearing up to run for president, and that's Hillary Clinton. And so the big question for me, Candy, is, number one, which company is putting it on the air? Who's doing the work? I'm not interested if they're using the same caterer or whether they all drink Diet Coke or, you know, I'm not boycotting
right,
Diane
but
Lane. I'm going to boycott the company that puts the miniseries and the documentaries on the air for the American people to view. I'm not interested in whether they use the same sound studio or whether they use the same set. I don't know the truth of anything you're talking about, but I do know what's very clear is that the company that puts these things on the air to promote Hillary Clinton, including CNN, is the company that is not going to be involved in our debates.
So the people
period.
That write
very
and
simple.
Produce and put together the shows
well,
are
not
what you're worried
Diane
about.
I'm not
going to
boycott Diane Lane. Listen. I'm not going to boycott Diane Lane. It's not her fault that she decided to take a script. I'm not going to boycott the food trucks that service all of the same companies.
We're talking about the people producing. I don't want to put too fine a point on it because I think it sounds like no is the answer.
Candy, some researcher at CNN or NBC worked for a few days to find some little connection somewhere down the road to bring something into this debate. I think it's totally ridiculous and stupid. The fact is, what channel am I going to tune into to see the documentary and the miniseries that is all about promoting Hillary Clinton? And at this point, it sounds like it's going to be CNN and NBC. And if that's the case, they're not going to be involved in our debates, period.
Okay, so that's the same kind of thinking as the people on the left boycotting Rush Limbaugh because of what he said about Ms. Fluke a year and a half or so ago. And, okay, that's swell, except it doesn't get you anywhere. It hurts in this circumstance with Limbaugh. It's hurt a lot of people like me who are in the talk radio business and didn't really get him anywhere. He made actually more money last year than he did the year before by about he was in 54 million or 56 million was where he was last year was like 64 or 66 million. So didn't hurt him, but it hurt a lot of people who are in this format. So, and he sounds like he's not very bright either. I've never really paid much attention to him, but he just doesn't sound. These people need to be stimulating and exciting. Let's go come up with our ideas on how we're winning, not this kind of negative stuff. Who cares whether NBC and CNN run documentaries on Hillary Clinton? People are going to watch it because she's popular. If depending on who runs, I'd probably vote for her. She's certainly better than I wish she'd have won instead of Obama, and I've said that 100 times if I've said it once. At any rate, they don't sound progressive, and neither party really sounds very progressive, and that's what America wants, something new, something refreshing, something that gets us out of a hole. And you can say, well, Hillary's not that either, but you give her a chance in the opportunity to discuss things in the court of public opinion, not try to shut things down before the fact. Just sounds so negative. Maybe that's what it is. It's so and I don't see how that stimulates anybody, frankly. Are you stimulated by that kind of conversation? I sure as heck am not. So, again, a focus on moving on as we try to find something that's stimulating here this morning on the positive side. 888-302-368. But you know what it is? It's all about politics. That's why, in the main, most of the hours of the Good Day program just don't focus on politics, because it is the same old crap. Day after day after day after day. And that's why a lot of the talk radio stations and programs have lost ratings, because it's the same old crap over and over and over again. And people are tired of listening. You've got a hardcore group of people that love it, and that's cool. But then to try to attract new listeners or bring in new people into the tent, it's the same on the radio as it is in the party. Who are the Republicans attracting that are new and vibrant and exciting? Same with the Democrats. Who are they attracting that's new? How old is Hillary going to be in 2016? She's going to be 70 years old, right?
70, I think so.
Yeah. So what's that? And I have to be careful because I'm moving in that direction myself. I don't be careful. I'm not running for president. I'm running for your hearts on the Good Day program. Isn't that sweet? Hearts and minds. Yes, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great. You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Political correctness went too far, as reported in New York, where some city schools had decided to stop using certain words on tests, including dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and others. The idea was to avoid offending anyone at all. Birthdays are not celebrated in various religions. Halloween is considered a pagan holiday by some, and dinosaurs imply evolution to others. But officials who propose eliminating important concepts from education should first look through the lens of liberty. Then they would understand that people must be free to make up their own minds about controversial issues. We should all be free to learn about and debate such topics. That's our right as free American citizens. Refusing to mention dinosaurs doesn't make those huge bones disappear.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Wow. Doug Steffen here with Ken Kessler, the Good Day program, looking at some of the headlines this morning I hadn't seen. And it just, oh, wow, what a horrible day for news and headlines. Ah! Last week, the trial in Fort Hood took a rather interesting turn. Here's radio host Peter Tilden talking to legal analyst Royal Oaks about the charade that's going on. The whole trial seems to be a charade, isn't it?
How much longer does this have to go now? If a guy says, I did it, I have no defense, I want to go to the death chamber, what do his lawyers even say in court?
No, you're right. It's a charade. There's nothing they can say, because the deal that he cut with the judge is, I get to defend myself, because our system says if somebody is mentally competent and capable of defending themselves, they have a right to fire the lawyer and play Perry Mason. You know, ignore the old adage, a lawyer who represents himself as a fool for a client. So he has a right to do that, and all his lawyers are supposed to do is sit around and answer questions like, you know, what's this rule of procedure, and, you know, how many minutes do I have to cross-examine somebody? That's their sole role, but they're not even comfortable with
that. So isn't this case done? Doesn't this end, like, tomorrow? Don't they go, all right, he did it, he said it, let's go to the jury and see you later.
Well, what they're going to do is present literally scores of witnesses to talk about how horrendous it was and how evil it was, because remember, they don't just want a life sentence. They want the jury to say, this is the worst of the worst, and this guy should be executed. And of course, he should be, because he consciously decided he wanted to kill everybody in his...
Do you really need to put the witnesses through that? Aren't we kind of there? Wouldn't a jury kind of at this point say, I'm with you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that's probably what most Americans are thinking. They don't get why this guy has taken 4 years for him to get to trial in the first place. 51 after.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Necessary. It is the voice of Edie Gourmet, which was silenced over the weekend, and a lot of you seem to take her passing away rather sadly, which is something that's understandable. Married for a long time to Steve Lawrence, best known probably for her Grammy-nominated song Blame It on the Bossa Nova, 84 years of age. She was married to Steve Lawrence 55 years, and So she seemed like a nice lady anytime. Nice lady, that's kind of a foolish thing to say. Anyway, it's something a lot of people have been talking about. So we had one of her tunes in the background as we think about it and acknowledge it for a moment here on our Monday Good Day program. It's 5 minutes before the hour. A lot of discussion over the weekend, as there was last week, of the purchase of the Washington Post. I find that this is mostly sort of an inside Washington kind of a thing, Kenny. The discussion that you hear from most of the people who are involved in the press one way or another is it's pretty self-serving. Oh, the Washington Post, my God, you'd think it was the end of the world. He's not a journalist. Oh, good God. Anyway, Here's a discussion David Gregory had, who's as insipid an insider as there is in Washington, on Meet the Press, talking to one of the former Post employees, Kara Swisher, and the editor, David Ignatius, about the sale of the Post to Jeff Bezos of Amazon.
What you wrote this week was significant in that you both mourned the sale of the Washington Post, weren't surprised by it, but it was a big deal. What did it mean?
Well, I think what's interesting about it is the romance around the idea of it, and that it was also inevitable at the same time. And I think a lot of people have this, especially in Washington, I'll say not elsewhere, have this romance with newspapers that it's been over for a long time with most of everybody else around the country. And so the issue is that it's the end of newspapers or is just the end of print? And I think that was really, I think that was the point I was trying to make, is that it's not the end of news. Content is still incredibly powerful. And yet people still focus on the newspaper itself.
David Ignatius, you were an editor for Kara years ago. What did this sale mean to you? What did it say to you about where things are headed? And again, when we talk about that, it's not just about us and our business. It's about how all of us are getting information.
We had a painful week at the Washington Post, I'll be honest. The meeting in which Don Graham and Catherine Weymouth, our publisher, told us this news, it was just a shocked, stunned room. The Grahams loved the paper. The staff loved the Grahams. And when we picked ourselves off the floor and began thinking about this, it began to dawn on people that having someone with $25 billion of net worth acquire your paper, and also to have that person be a proven disruptor of technologies, somebody who made it easy to read print content, books, magazines, newspapers on the Kindle, which I think really preceded the tablet as a new way of reading, that's pretty exciting. So by the end of the week, people were thinking, how do we go on the offense? How does this dynamic new owner take us into a space where we're going to be more exciting? I mean, newspapers too often are boring.
Yes, 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 and yes. Okay, so that guy had a good spin on it, Kenny. That sounded like an intelligent way of assessing it. Let's see if we can find some intelligence in this conversation between radio host Don Russell and political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts about the changes that may be on the way. Again, maybe. This is all speculative baloney, but let's listen to a minute or so of it.
The thing about the Post that I think that where the change comes, and let's face it, Jeff Bezos, the guy that owns Amazon, is such a long-term thinker. I'm going to guess that in 5 years there won't be a printed version of the Post. If you subscribe to the Post, what you're going to get is a Kindle. And the paper will be delivered on the Kindle. And then in every story, there's going to be some sort of links. And there's going to be advertising on that page. And rather than the advertiser buying space to get you into the store or whatever, it's going to be to actually sell you the product. So if you're advertising underwear, then you just click onto that whatever it is that's in that ad on your screen, and bingo, it takes you to Amazon, to the page where you can buy the underwear. So I mean, it's like an all-in-one shopping place. Have you thought in those terms? Is that what you're thinking about?
I don't know. I think the rhetorical question here is what we have that's new, and the idea is to sell things. We're in the advertising business here, so it sounds like an interesting combo. Let's see what happens.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.